Since Dances with Wolves, Kevin Costner, who directed and starred in the film, has had a hard time in Hollywood. Recent films such as Wyatt Earp and Waterworld were flops. Now Costner has teamed up once again with Ron Shelton, who cast him in the successful Bull Durham. Our film critic John Powers says it's still a winning team.
Most sports movies are about winning, and that's the problem. Losers make a better story. Ron Shelton knows this. He's got a sharp eye for the poetry of failure. And the result has been a series of wonderful movies. Bull Durham, White Men Can't Jump, and the sadly neglected Cobb. Now comes Tin Cup, a romantic comedy about golf, which is by miles the funniest and most charming Hollywood movie this year. Kevin Costner plays Roy McAvoy, nicknamed Tin Cup, a golf pro in Salome, Texas, a town so small and dusty that armadillos crisscross the highway. Roy's a brilliant golfer, but he's never made the pro tour because he can't control one big flaw in his character. He invariably loses tournaments by stubbornly refusing to take the safe shot. He always goes for broke. Then he meets Dr. Molly Griswold, a shrink played by Rene Russo. Roy falls hard for Molly, but she's already involved with Roy's archenemy, David Sims, a big-time pro golfer played by Don Johnson. Sims knows how to play safe to win. To impress Molly and steal her away from his rival, Roy decides to break his bad habits and win the U.S. Open. In simple terms, Tin Cup is a movie about how to succeed at golf and love, games which require very different degrees of recklessness and caution. But like any film made by Ron Shelton, Tin Cup is equally a film about language. Shelton and his co-writer, John Norville, take huge delight in the possibilities of talk, be it Roy and Molly's romantic sparring, or Roy's lovely monologue on the zen of the ideal golf swing.
Well, I tend to think of the golf swing as a poem.
Oh, he's doing that poetry thing again.
Critical opening phrase of this poem will always be the grip, which the hands unite to form a single unit by the simple overlap of the little finger.
Right.
And lowly and slowly, the club head is led back, pulled into position not by the hands, but by the body, which turns away from the target, shifting weight to the right side without shifting balance. Tempo is everything, perfection unattainable. As the body coils now to the top of the swing, there's a slight hesitation, a little nod to the gods.
A nod to the gods?
Yeah, to the gods, that he is fallible, that perfection is unattainable, and now the weight begins shifting back to the left, pulled by the powers inside the earth. It's alive, this swing, a living sculpture, and down through contact, always down, striking the ball crisply, with character. The tuning fork goes off in your heart. Such a pure feeling as the well-struck golf shot.
Roy is the kind of character that brings out the best in Kevin Costner, an actor who often seems to be auditioning for a spot on Mount Rushmore. Here he goes back to what made him popular in the first place. He's relaxed and charming, but he also flashes a bit of the self-absorbed mean streak that gives a leading man his sexual edge. Tin Cup is clearly Costner's movie, but the other characters are funny too. Cheech Marin gives his richest performance as Roy's caddy and best friend Romeo. As the smirking David Sims, Don Johnson is startlingly good. He seems to relish the chance to send up his slick boy image. And Rene Russo is amusing in an underwritten role. Her character has too many nervous tics, and not quite enough oomph for the woman who bedazzles Roy McAvoy. While Tin Cup has a couple of other flaws, it's a tad too long and there's some visual sloppiness, it still harks back to the classic comedies of Howard Hawks and Preston Sturges. In fact, like all of Shelton's films, it's bursting with what I love most in American movies. Generosity, good humor, sexual banter, affection for noble failures, easygoing racial tolerance, and respect for those who know how to do something very well. And it's not afraid to be smart. Although Tin Cup builds to a finale at the U.S. Open, Shelton's too clever to give Roy McAvoy the usual stand-and-cheer triumph. Instead, he offers us an ending that manages to be upbeat without being stupid. This movie is like a Rocky for people who think.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.